Hello, hello, guys. So today, hello, I'm Leslie Bivian. In case you are new to the podcast, I guess I should intro myself more often. However, it is what it is, all right? So today we're gonna kind of talk about not quitting, okay? And just slowing down instead of quitting, because here's the thing. We put these insane pressures on ourselves. Now, females tend to do it a lot more than males from what I've seen personally, but like we have all these things we need to do. We're a mom, we're the house cleaner, we're, and again, like this, I'm female, I'm a mom, like this is just how it relates to me. Take it for what it is. But like the dishes have to be done, the chores have to be done. I have to feed my two kids. I'm a single mom. There is no other adult in the house, so everything falls back on me. And it's all these expectations and all these things with running two businesses and all the things. And I literally put so much pressure on myself every single day to get this full list of things done. And then if I don't get it done, I'm not good enough. Like, I tend to look at this list of 50 things that need to get done, and I didn't check three things off, so I failed. Let's not talk about the 47 other things that I got done that day and celebrate those. I focus specifically on the three that I didn't do. So we end up just like we just fail over and over and over again because in our heads, like not finishing that list isn't enough. And instead of just doing less and making it more achievable, we end up quitting because we get defeated. We feel overwhelmed. We're like, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. We just talk down on ourselves so hard, right? And then we just say, fuck it, and we walk away. Like, whatever. Because, if you can't do it perfect and you can't do it fell out, then like, why do it? Why? Why are we doing this? But hear me out. What if instead of quitting and doing absolutely nothing, we just do less? And I know that's a hard pill to swallow. I know that's rough. I am very much so like a balls to the walls, let's fucking get it all done, all in or nothing type person. So, like, I know being self-aware and calling myself out on just needing to do less is really hard sometimes. But when you shift your perspective on it and think about it in the way that doing less is better than doing nothing, it kind of makes doing less easier. So, what if we stop guilting ourselves for being a human being, for having a life, for living life? Because life is chaotic, y'all. Like, you don't know what's coming at you that day. There's so many times I get frustrated because I love my routine. I love my schedule and I love when it follows through and is perfect and I get to do all the things like I want. But let's be honest, there's more days that don't follow my routine than do. Okay. So what if we stop guilting ourselves for being human and living a life? We stop talking down on ourselves and beating ourselves up. We tend to be our biggest bully. Like there's other people out there that can bully us, but to be honest, like we're probably talking five times worse to ourselves than those bullies are to us, right? And we're just doing all this stuff to down ourselves because we had one bad day. One day out of 365 days. One day we had a bad day. And instead of looking at all those other days that have been good and we got shit done and we're kicking butt, we are talking bad about ourselves and we want to quit because of that one. So again, doing less is still more than doing nothing. And for example, today, this is kind of I was walking the track, right? I go to the track in the morning to do my workout, and when I started doing my workouts, it was just a 30-minute goal, right? Didn't matter what my mileage was or anything like that. Well, I've gotten to the point where walking 30 minutes is kind of like it's not a struggle. It's just easy breezy, whatever. So I knew I wanted to go more all in and like push myself more. So I've currently raised my goal up to being 3 miles. Because I was hitting about 1.5 miles, 2 miles ish, whatever, pretty close, or 1.5 miles, close to 2 miles, just depending on how much effort I put in that day. So I was like, let's do more. So my goal is 3 miles. Well, this morning I have a sore ankle because I tripped over a freaking toy and hurt it. I have a really bad sunburn. It's not as bad today, but we went to the state fair Friday and literally was there from 10 a.m. until like 8 p.m. So full blown sun, and I did not take sunscreen. That's a whole nother story. But so I have a burn that hurts. I have the sun. I have a foot that hurts. All these things that I could have just been like, let's take another rest day, right? And I know her ankle. You should really rest your ankle and let it heal. It's not a bad pain. It's just kind of annoying now. It's fine. Walking on it wasn't gonna hurt it. I needed to stretch the muscles, because they were tight. So like, don't come at me for that. But I easily could have used both those things as an excuse to do nothing. Instead, I chose to not push myself as hard and just do a little less, and I still got my 30-minute workout done, okay? So my tip for you is to go make a list of the things that you need to get done and really think about if you have to be the one specifically doing them or if you can ask for help. There's things I was really bad about asking my kids to do things around the house until recently. And now I've like made it where like there's things they could be helping around the house do besides their normal chores that I've just been taking upon myself because it's just been habit for me to do it. But there's things that they could be doing to make my stress load so much less. And my DNA doesn't need to be on them. Like there's things that I don't have to specifically do. It just needs to get done. Think about things. Is it blessing you? Are you actually benefiting from this? Is it doing something? Is it something you actually need to get done? And just narrow it down to what you have to do each time and work and focus on that. So instead of quitting, choose to do less that day because less is better than nothing. So I hope that brought you guys some value. I hope you kind of like can just grasp that some days we need to look and celebrate at what we have gotten done and stop focusing on what we haven't. All right, so I love and appreciate you guys. I hope this brought you some value. If it did, go ahead and screenshot it, share it in your stories. You can tag me at or tag me on Instagram. It's at Leslie, Lesley underscore Vivian, Vivienne. Two N's. Sorry, I kind of said that fast. So Vivienne underscore. I would love to know if this helped you or benefited you or whatever. But again, I love and appreciate you guys, and thank you for tuning in.